So great to be learning together, Sharei Oraz, Halakha Adagol. Let's talk about recorded music on Chol HaMoed. So many poskim say one should not listen to music, even if it's recording, even if it's recorded. That is a ruling of Rav Avadja in the Shel Tshuvot Yochev Adat, and also he has it in the Chazon Avadjan Halichot Olam as well. And Rav Moshe Feinstein and Minchat Yitzchak agrees. However, there's a very, very important psak from Halichot Shlomo. That's Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, even though one should not listen to music during the Omer period, if one who is not so observant is listening to music, one does not have to tell him to turn it off and should rather remain quiet. And I would just add to that, because there are some posukim that say it's not a problem. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, I believe, felt that it wasn't a problem if it's recorded music. Rav Soloveitchik felt music didn't, the whole Isur didn't apply during the Omer. This was only an Isur not to marry, not about, didn't apply to music. Now, the Minhag generally is not that way. So if someone takes a middle approach that the Isur doesn't apply to recorded music, I believe this is also the Psak Halacha of the Chalkat Yaakov. It doesn't apply to recorded music. So they have what to rely on. You shouldn't necessarily follow this view. I don't recommend it, but people who do that, you don't have to give them a hard time. You don't have to rebuke them. Especially Rav Shlomo Zalman said, look, this custom, generally accepted the custom, not listening to music, doesn't have an explicit source anyway. So there's room to be lenient. Now, it's interesting, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, I know Rav Soloveitchik agreed with this in general, that because of this reason, you can even listen to classical music, since it serves as a way to calm people down, and doesn't necessarily bring people to simcha or dancing. Music that brings one to dance should be avoided. Also, to clarify about a cappella music, if the sound of a cappella is exactly the same as regular music, then the sounds of people are digitally modified in a way that would otherwise be humanly impossible. It should be avoided, since it's no different than listening to actual instrumental music. That's what Rabbi Naxon writes. Not everybody agrees with this, but I think that's a good psak. I think that should generally be followed. Those who are lenient have what to rely on, especially if it's going to be recorded. A very surprising psak is that Rav Avadja actually allows, he has this in Chazon Avadja, you can allow to Chazanut, which Hashem's praises are being sung. Should be a week full of bracha and briyut.